DW. The first time I realised just how alien the rules of Germany's tipping culture are to me was at the end of a less than glorious camping trip. When presented with the bill for my plot, I was so glad to be leaving that I handed over the money with an apparently hasty Danke. Money. Had I waited a moment longer, I'd have been given €8 in change. As it was, I later found out, the act of saying thank you at the moment I did meant there was no change. At least not for me. Lesson learnt. Two, in fact, as I've not pitched a tent since. I have, though, periodically wondered about the who, when and where of tipping in this country. To make things clear before I go any further, I'm not a gratuities grump. Far from it. I just think it helps to know the rules. And both pre- and post-camping, I'd been led to believe there was only really one. Unofficially enshrined, it dictates Trinkgeld, or drink money, as tips have tellingly been known for centuries in Germany, should be around 10% of the bill, and given to taxi drivers, hairdressers, waiters and waitresses.
So, dann haben wir einmal Rechnung. 15, 10, dann, ja, dann 17.
Dankeschön. Vielen Dank. Wiedersehen.
So.
But the increasing emergence of tips jars on coffee house and even shop counters, coupled with a recent conversation in which a waitress told me she routinely leaves a little bit extra for the butcher and the baker, has brought the when, where and who of it bubbling to the surface.
Zahlen haben das 12,30 €.
12,30 €, okay, dann...
Where better to start my quest for clarity than in a taxi?
So würde ich meistens aufrunden.
Es ist ein bisschen mehr als 10%.
The driver confirmed with inimitably brusque Berlin charm that most locals do give a bit, and most Italians don't bother. Strike one for my tipping wisdom. But he then went on to tell me how he keeps the wheels of generosity turning by sweetening the pot for electricians, carpenters, plumbers, and his postman. So strike that, strike one. I know nothing. More than nothing, I established as my onward search delivered me through the doors of a florist, a sandwich bar and a shop selling olive oil and vinegar, armed with a question I was sure would see me laughed back onto the street. How wrong I was. They all, though some more often than others, receive tips.
Meistens sagen die ja dann zum Beispiel, okay, hier für die Jungs, sieh mir jetzt 30 € Trinkgeld im Monat 20, ne, dann wird das in der Kaffeekasse...
It doesn't stop there. I met a garage owner who told me his clients routinely slip him a crisp note or two. And I heard similar stories from a parcel delivery man and a physiotherapist. Exactly where that leaves me, apart from feeling like the biggest Scrooge in town, I'm not sure. But the more I think about the conversations, the more I realise everyone's as muddled as me. There's something Dr. Seuss-esque about the waitress who tips the baker, who doesn't tip the plumber, who tips the taxi driver, who doesn't tip the physiotherapist, who tips the hairdresser, who doesn't tip the postman. And so it goes on. Everyone's just making it up as they go along. As a rule, I like that approach. It's open to interpretation, rather like the word, thank you. Money.
This report was brought to you by DW.